Welcome to Finance Today with RSFA. I'm Kathleen Schubert, your co-host today. We also have co-host Rod Schubert, Director and Financial Advisor, here to shed light on an important topic. Does your health insurance fully cover you for life-saving medications? Welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's great to be here and to have the opportunity to discuss this crucial yet under-discussed topic of non-pharmac-approved medicines.
Let's dive right in. Can you explain how certain private health insurance policies in New Zealand may not cover non-pharmac-approved life-saving medications?
Yep, absolutely. You know, some private health insurance policies have limitations when it comes to covering non-pharmac-approved drugs. These policies may only offer a small amount of coverage for such medications, leaving policyholders vulnerable in critical situations. They also may not cover them at all. This means that if a person requires a non-pharmac-approved drug or drugs, they might have to bear a significant financial burden themselves or opt to take a pharmac-approved medication considered inferior to the one recommended by their specialist. No wonder these policyholders can feel like they're getting a raw deal when they have been diligently paying private insurance and perhaps this has never been pointed out to them.
Ooh, that sounds concerning. How can policies be reviewed or enhanced to include higher limits for non-pharmac-approved drugs?
One approach is to consider a wraparound strategy by purchasing another medical insurance base policy with a large and suitable limit, and to lower the and this lowers the cost barrier, taking a high excess on that policy. Another is to see if the current insurer can add on non-pharmac-approved medicine cover. These add-ons can provide a higher coverage limit specifically for non-pharmac-approved drugs. By working with a financial advisor like us, policyholders can review their existing policies and explore options to enhance coverage for these life-saving medications. So this is for life-threatening issues such as cancer. Alternatively, we can review your health insurance policy and find a provider that may better suit your needs, as in replace the current policy you have altogether. It is fair to say that this area is a bit of a minefield, and we know where the mines are placed and how to get around them so that you're not left short of cover when you really need it.
Oh, that sounds good. Can you share a story or hypothetical scenario highlighting the importance of having higher coverage for non-pharmac-approved drugs?
Certainly. Let's consider a hypothetical scenario where a person has private health insurance in New Zealand. Unfortunately, they only have a small amount of coverage for non-pharmac-approved medicines, so they only have a small limit in their policy. This might be something like $10,000, for example. Then, a medical diagnosis arises requiring a non-pharmac-approved drug that can save their life. Statistically, where a majority of claims sits, you guessed it, the big C, cancer. Imagine turning up after receiving this life-threatening diagnosis and your oncologist says, there's an amazing drug that has better than average success. However, Pharmac don't fund it. The oncologist says, do you have private insurance that covers this type of cost? You say to yourself, surely my medical insurer will. So there may be listers out there that may be limited to, say, $10,000 worth of non-Pharmac coverage per year. And that would be around about a month's supply of reputed medicine in some cases. So the drug may be MedSafe approved, but not Pharmac approved, whereas you may need 12 months worth of treatment and sometimes more. And I think Kathleen's actually going to talk about an example of that next. Back to you, Kathleen.
Yeah, thank you. For a real life example, take the case featured online in Rotorua Daily Post just this month of Matthew Keegan, diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer. Doctors told Matthew to let nature take its course and then say goodbye to his family. 2 days later, on November 1st, 2021, he was writing his will at his hospital bedside with lawyers. He had been given 3 to 6 months to live. But then his oncologist recommended pembrolizumab, known by the brand name Keytruda, a non-funded cancer immunotherapy medicine. With the help of his medical insurance, Keegan, 51, has had 24 Keytruda infusions over the past 2 years, costing more than $113,000 New Zealand dollars. Each early round of Keytruda costs $9,745.10. From the 10th round, each infusion costs $1,700. Keegan's most recent infusion was only a couple weeks ago, and the doctors have recently said his scans were mostly clear of cancer cells. He remains in remission. So 1 year and 10 months later, Keegan feels he has beaten the odds with cancer. Keegan said he was lucky he had medical insurance cover most of that Keytruda cost. Just months before his first diagnosis, he had considered canceling his medical insurance due to rising inflation costs. He said the worst part was knowing there were other options available besides chemotherapy, but they were non-funded. Pharmac currently funds Keytruda for certain patients with melanoma and non-small cell lung cancer, but not for bowel cancer. Keegan said there needed to be a big discussion on cancer treatments beyond mainstream-funded chemotherapy. In the same article, Victoria Thompson, a support nurse coordinator from Bowel Cancer New Zealand, said that immune and targeted therapies such as Keytruda, funded in similar OECD countries, has been shown to prolong the lives of those with late-stage bowel cancer and in some cases result in remission of the disease. Bowel cancer remains New Zealand's second biggest cancer killer, and Pharmac has funded no new bowel cancer drugs in more than 20 years. Bowel Cancer New Zealand said current figures suggest about 3,400 people are diagnosed each year and about 1,300 people from the cancer die each year. It said this was about the equivalent of breast and prostate deaths combined.
Yeah, Kathleen, that's a powerful example for our listeners. And this is why working with a financial advisor is crucial to ensure comprehensive health insurance cover, including non-pharmac approved drugs or medicines. A financial advisor can assess an individual's unique healthcare needs and help them secure a policy that provides adequate coverage for non-pharmac approved drugs. They can navigate the complexities of insurance policies and identify options that align with an individual's financial situation and healthcare requirements. Individuals can ensure that they have the necessary protection to access potentially life-saving medications by working with an advisor.
Yes, touche. Before we wrap up, I'd like to share some statistics on the number of non-pharmac approved drugs in New Zealand that could be life-saving. According to an August 2023 featured article online in New Zealand Doctor from My Life Matters organization, a collective of patient advocate organizations representing more than 1 million patients with cancers, rare disorders, diabetes, and other life-limiting conditions. There are a significant number of drugs in New Zealand that are not approved by Pharmac, potentially limiting access to life-saving treatments. New Zealanders' ability to access new and breakthrough medicines lags well behind other comparable OECD countries, with New Zealand dead last, ranking 32nd in a list of 32 OECD countries for public funding of medicines. The recent Medicines Landscape 2022-23 report is a stark reminder of just how big this issue is. While exact numbers may vary, it's crucial to recognize the impact this can have on individuals' health and financial well-being. Powerful reasons indeed for looking into non-pharmac coverage for your insurance policy, and not just having it, but having an adequate amount of it. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've been chatting with Rod Schubert, Director and Financial Advisor of RSFA, Rod Schubert Financial Advice, available to all New Zealanders. Hopefully these insights have been of value. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Finance Today with RSFA. Tune in next time for more insightful discussions.